I sent my first telegram in 1961 at Christmas time, and then that following June, I graduated from college, 1962, and throughout the week, I had received cards congratulating me on graduating from college. I was the first person in my family to graduate from college, and then while I was getting ready to go to commencement, I got a telegram from my Sunday school class, St. James African Methodist Episcopal Church. It's the church that I had gone to and had been baptized in all of my life. And the head of the Sunday school was a special person for me. Her name was Little Miss Smith. And she had taught Sunday school for 60 years. She was taught everybody Sunday school. And she always would say to me that I was her best student. And then I found out she said that to everybody. She was just a wonderful woman. And she taught me a lesson that I will never forget. Her name was Little Miss Smith. And she was a tiny woman. I think she was maybe 4 feet tall, 4 feet one. But she played the piano, and she taught us all of the church songs. And I remember one day I went into her, and I said, Mrs. Smith, I'm taller than you are. And I said this with a great deal of pride, that I'm taller than you. And she smiled, and then when everybody had gone, she pulled me aside, and she said, you may be taller than me, but one day you'll realize that you measure people from the neck up. And it was just this great feeling, you know? And from that moment on, even though I'm a small person, I've always felt like there's nothing, no one is too tall for me. But if you measure me from my neck up, I'm just like Mrs. Smith. I'm a giant. So that's how I get my arrogance from, I guess. Because I've never had this feeling that I was a small person, even though I'm only 5'5". She taught me it's not how tall you are. It's not how much you make. It's not what your last name is. It's not the car you drive. It's who you are as a person. That's the only stuff that really counts. And those are the lessons that I learned in Rondo.